She was a big day for Dwayne Dunn. He had a win, and then he was involved in a pretty nasty incident as well, which means he's now going to be sidelined for 18 meetings. It's good of him to join us on Racing Pulse this morning. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael.
Mate, I felt for you on Saturday when I watched the replay closely, and I saw the close-up of you go across the line, and you were almost shaking your head, and you had this disgusted look on your face. What was going through your mind when that interference occurred and over the closing stages?
Yeah, well, it totally caught me by surprise. I was going to just edge out from behind Luke Curry, and my horse, I thought it clipped a heel when I was going through there, but it actually just balked and stepped right. And the position that Anthony Darmanin was on my outside just caught my hindquarters, and it went pear-shaped, and it's just something we didn't want to see, and it was, terrible to watch. And National Jockeys Trust Day, the last thing we wanted to see was two or three riders on the floor. So I knew what had transpired, and unfortunately you can't stop the replay, rewind it and start all over again. But, it was an unfortunate incident that the horse just doesn't normally react in that sort of fashion, and which she did, and unfortunately it went pear-shaped for everyone.
Well, you've ridden Winburn before, so is this something that she's done before, or did it just catch you totally by surprise?
Well, the start before at Caulfield, she hung really badly with me up the straight out, but this particular event, she was going straight, giving me no indication that she was going to do what she did, and as soon as I just turned the head slightly to come out from behind the horse in front of me, that's when the problem occurred. And as I say, she sort of half shied off the back of Luke Curry's horse and moved abruptly, quickly, and a long way. And, unfortunately, the way the guys were staggered on the outside made the incident so much more worse than what it had to be.
Did you know that no one had fallen, or did you have a question in your mind that, gee, I hope someone hasn't come off here?
Well, I was hoping someone hadn't fallen, because I was in a pretty ordinary spot myself, because I was really turned sideways as she went down and right, and it doesn't take much of a movement for someone to fall. It was probably one of those incidents that we actually hit so hard that everyone stayed up. It wasn't just a slight movement, and no one was aware of it. So thankfully that everyone was able to walk away, and no one was injured, or horses were fine.
What do you say to your fellow jockeys after something like that when you're pulling up? Was there much of a chat between all of you?
Oh, obviously the boys aren't happy, and rightfully so, Anthony Darmanin wasn't too impressed, and I said, I totally agree with you, but you sort of got to watch the replay and see the way the horse reacted, and once he'd done that, he could realise my intentions weren't to make something happen like that, and it was an unfortunate incident that hopefully we learn from and we walk away from.
You put your hands up in the air, you pleaded guilty, but do you think you might have been lucky to get away with 18 and careless riding? Did you fear that maybe you'd get charged with reckless riding?
It was in the back of my mind. Obviously, the way everything transpired, but the reaction that I did as soon as the movement started, and I tried to, stop the incident from occurring. There was no malice in it. It wasn't like I was pushing for 100 metres before trying to smash out. It was a quick movement. And, so one thing you don't want on your CV is a reckless riding charge. And that's not usually my style. My record has been fantastic. And it's an unfortunate thing that probably didn't need it this time of the year. But hopefully we can freshen up and get ready for the spring.
No, it's been a tough couple of months for you. What are you going to do now in this little period? You keep your eye in, no doubt, because the majors are just around the corner?
Yeah, the better horses are back in work now. So, trials on Wednesday at Geelong in the morning, and I think next Monday there's quite a few nice ones stepping out of Cranbourne. So try and keep my finger on the pulse, keep fit, and, be able to freshen up a little bit but still be involved and make sure we're in a really good position going forward.
Dwayne, appreciate you coming on, having a chat this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Michael.
Dwayne Dunn explaining the situation with that interference with Winburn.